I declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management, members of the public in attendance at the City of Melbourne. Could I ask that all mobile phones be turned off for the duration of the meeting? We respectfully acknowledge we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. The agenda comprises 19 reports from management, 15 of which are confidential, and 4 items of general business. We've received an apology from Councillor Oak. If any councillor has either a direct or indirect interest as defined in the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to a matter to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a council to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting 23 held on the 26th of August 2014? Councillor Ong, seconded. Councillor Wood, I'll put that. All those in favour? Councillors, if we are here, we have to vote or abstain. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of special council meeting 24 held on the 9th of September 2014. Councillor Wood, Councillor Foster seconded. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Are there any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meetings? In that case, as at 3 PM today, the following submissions were received in accordance with the Council's Conduct of Meetings, Local Law 2010. In relation to Agenda Item 7.3, a notice of motion from Councillor Leppett, correction of an oversight in the Planning Committee Amendment C196, items of correspondence from Felicity Jack, Nancy Nankervis and Angela Williams. In relation to Agenda Item 7.4, a notice of motion from Councillor Main on the East-West Link, an item of correspondence from Yolande Leonard. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of any of the confidential agenda items? In that case, there are no reports from committee for consideration in the open session. There are 4 reports from management for consideration in the open session. The first is the records of assemblies of councillors. Councillors, like a presentation, this agenda item. In that case, could I have a councillor move the motion, please? Deputy Lord Mayor, seconded. Councillor Wood. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. The second is an update of authorisations under the Planning and Environment Act 1987. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Can I ask a question of the relevant director? Are we sure that this is accurate and complete?
Yes, Lord Mayor.
Written in blood.
I checked 3 times.
I hope that's enough. Could I have a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Ong, seconded. Councillor Wood. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.3 is the update of delegations under the Planning and Environment Act. Again, I ask the question, are we sure?
Yes, Lord Mayor.
5 times this time, Acting CEO, I hope. Could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Ong, seconded. Councillor Wood. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.3A is a request from the Mayor of Monash for Council to support the local government poker machine system reform campaign. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? Is there a councillor who wishes to move this agenda item? Councillor Leppett, thank you. Is it seconded? Councillor Watts, thank you. Councillor Leppett, do you wish to speak to it? Councillor Watts, do you wish to speak to it? Is there a speaker to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. There are 4 items of general business. The first is a post-travel report by Councillor Richard Foster, Smoke-Free Cities Alliance Summit, Copenhagen, 23 and 24 June 2014. Could I call on a councillor to move this motion? Councillor Foster, is that seconded? Councillor Watts, thank you. Councillor Foster, do you wish to speak to it?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks, Lord Mayor. I think it's worth noting that this was the first meeting of cities seeking to be global smoke-free cities. It was important to have Melbourne there because it's worth noting that so many of those cities were very much looking to Melbourne for the lead that it was taking in progressing smoke-free zones within the city. There were a lot of very relevant questions asked, and a lot of it was about how we got got a smoke-free zone in the middle of the city to work when it hadn't been done before. How we managed the marketing and publicity of the smoke-free zone and how we achieved such a high level of compliance with it. All those questions, of course, I was very, very happy to answer. These summits will be held annually from now on. So I think we've achieved a great deal learning from other cities in Copenhagen and having them learn from us as well, and I eagerly await the next one.
Thank you. Councillor Watts, do you wish to speak to it? Is there a further speaker to the motion? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Proposed travel by Councillor Ken Ong to the 7th Annual City Development Conference in Singapore, November 2014. Could I call on a councillor to move this, please? I'm happy to move it. Seconded by Councillor Pinder Mortimer. I'm delighted to send Councillor Ong to his second of these in Singapore. It's important that we are involved, and I think we actually, in this one, we actually make more contribution than we get back, and therefore we are exhorted each time to send a councillor to it, and Councillor Ong has ably represented us in the past, and he will do so again, I've no doubt. Councillor Pinder Mortimer?
No, not.
Anyone wish to speak to it? Councillor Mayne?
Look, obviously I'll support this. I was just interested to tell the councillors that I was just back from Singapore this morning and they've just announced that they're going to partially close Orchard Road on the first Saturday of every month to play on-street tennis and activations. And so if even Orchard Road is being locked out from cars, it does show the worldwide trend of less cars in the city and more activations is something that that not only Melbourne is doing but Singapore as well. And their consultation process was interesting. It appeared on the front page of the Straits Times 5 days ago and it's happening next Saturday. So they're very fast and efficient in the way they consult and make decisions in Singapore.
Thank you. Outstanding contribution. Thank you, Councillor Mayne. Councillor Ong.
Yes, Lord Mayor, I think that's a description of a benevolent dictatorship. But it's a great thing. No, it's a great opportunity you've done this. And the city of Vancouver, the city of Vienna and others always attend this because being the top three in the world, we partly talk about what we're doing to try to make the city much, much better, the work we've done. And this is an update and we're talking more about how the densification is starting to impact us and we're looking at amenities and sustainability practices as a flow on. And I actually will be depending on a lot of our officers in the strategic areas and urban areas to help me put this presentation together, and I look forward to it.
Thank you. Any further speaker to it? In that case, as the mover, I will just say on a very serious note, this contribution by Councillor Ong I think is going to be pivotal. If there is one pressure that we face, it is population growth. It is the competition between the increasing density of the city and the livability of the city and the usability of its infrastructure. And that's what they've asked Councillor Ong to speak on, and I'll be very interested in what he brings back in those areas. Could I put that motion? All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. 7.3 is a notice of motion by Councillor Leppert, correction of an oversight in the planning scheme amendment, C196. Could I call on Councillor Leppert to move this motion?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. So moved.
Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Ong, thank you. Councillor Leppert.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I think the motion's relatively straightforward. As it says, it's merely correcting an oversight, so I won't speak to it for too long. C196, of course, has already passed the council stage and it's sitting on the minister's desk. I'm advised that it's inappropriate to seek a further amendment to that version of the planning scheme amendment and that the appropriate thing to do to correct this oversight in the first instance is to have some conversations with the affected property owners, and that is the reason that this motion has been set up the way that it has. In the City North Structure Plan, we said that the proposed zoning changes from residential to MUZ would occur. They were carried through to C196. The structure plan also said that height controls for the affected areas that I'm talking about here should be carried through to 14 metres in the to change to 14 metres, I beg your pardon, but in C196 that was not carried through. Without going over that particular history, the point to make here is that there is an anomaly in the planning scheme, or there will be when the Minister signs off on C196, and that is the anomaly that I'm seeking to rectify tonight. I think that the rest speaks for itself, and I commend the motion.
Thank you. Councillor Rock.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I commend Councillor Leppard for bringing this. His eagle eye picked it up when most of us didn't notice it when we went through the large C-196 document. I think it's very important that the existing version of C-196 that Council has approved to the Minister should continue on its path, and this particular process needs to be undertaken, and I'm totally supportive of it.
Thank you. Is there a further speaker to the motion? In that case, do you wish to conclude debate, Councillor? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 7.4 is notice of motion from Councillor Mayne on the East-West Link. Councillor Mayne, do you wish to move a motion?
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I do wish to move a motion. I'd like to delete 1.1 and only proceed with 1.2.
Thank you.
And one very minor amendment to 1.2, which is that rather than where it says project, even if binding contracts have been signed, it should now be revised to even though binding contracts have been signed.
Sorry, that's though or so, did you want?
Though.
Okay. Thank you. Is that seconded? Councillor Foster. Thank you. Councillor Mayne.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. I guess the events of the last couple of days with the $6.8 billion contract being signed made the item 1.1 redundant in Council taking a position to not sign something that has been signed. So I think that's removed for obvious reasons. And I think obviously the live issue for Council now is that two of our neighbouring councils and the opposition are effectively before the Supreme Court. Two of the councils obviously challenging, and the alternative government seeking to rely on the events of before the court to not proceed with the contract. So I think that in light of that, it is sensible for us to simply request an update from our officers on the various legal issues at play. And I know there will be some sensitivities about you can't sort of predict what a Supreme Court outcome will be, and it's not seeking that the officers do that, but it's simply providing us with a summary of the key dates, the processes, the sort of the publicly known arguments that are being put forward, particular legislation that's being relied on, those sort of key issues. I do think, because so far we haven't had any real discussion or reports on the litigation, and it's a very important public issue. And I do think that simply calling for a report within a month by our officers summarising the key issues as they feel they can articulate them is a prudent course to take in light of these fast-moving of issues that are evolving around us.
Could I make two small suggestions, Councillor? One a matter of just straightforward record. I think our meeting is the 28th of October, so I'd suggest we change that. And I can't believe I'm offering you this advice, Councillor, but you might consider deleting also the word binding. And that I think otherwise there is a circularity there that you would not intend, given the original motion. Does that make sense? Yeah, thank you. Councillor Foster, is there a further contributor to debate? In that case, I will put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. This concludes the items of general business to be considered in open session. Are there any items of proposed urgent business? In that case, could I call on the Council to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider the items of confidential business? Councillor Wood, seconded, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Could I thank members of the public for their interest and attendance and declare the open meeting closed at apparently 20 past 10 again. Sorry, no, 5:44.